All right, we have some tragic breaking news coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, where ICE agents just shot and killed an unarmed woman in her car. This is honestly the exact type of story I've dreaded having to report and the exact type of situation that any rational American could have predicted based on the way that Trump and ICE have been operating over the past year. They have been operating in a lawless, reckless, and disproportionate way, and that is exactly what you see on the video on screen now. Now, the video isn't too graphic. It is disturbing because somebody is shot in their car, but you don't see anything overtly graphic. I think it's important that we watch this video because it directly contradicts the narrative that is coming out of the administration and coming out of ICE. Kristi Noem, before an investigation was launched, before we even had clear footage of the event, Kristi Noem was saying that the victim, the 37-year-old woman who was pronounced dead on the scene, is a, quote, domestic terrorist. They claim that she was actively putting ICE officers in danger and actively trying to take their lives. None of this is true. None of this is demonstrated by the video. The administration is going to spend probably the next few months spinning up legal and moral arguments as to why this was justified. But keep in mind, this was an unjustified use of force based on every video we've seen and based on every single eyewitness report surrounding the area. Let me walk you through everything that's happened, including the response from Mayor Jacob Frey, who was so pissed he told ICE to get the F out of Minneapolis, to get the F out of the area. Before I jump into the video of this event unfolding, let's just lay out the information as it happened, starting off with this eyewitness account of the ICE shooting, then we'll go through the video, then the mayor's reactions. This reads, a witness to Wednesday's shooting in South Minneapolis told NPR News that she saw a federal agent shoot a woman several times. Emily Heller lives near 33rd and Portland and said she woke up to commotion outside her home. She said she saw a car blocking traffic on Portland Avenue that appeared to be a part of a protest against federal law enforcement operations. So we had a protest going on. Heller said she heard ICE agents telling the driver, a woman, to get out of here, to get out of here. Quote, she was trying to turn around and the ICE agent was in front of her and he pulled out a gun and put it right in, like his midriff was on her bumper, and he reached across the hood and shot her in the face like 3-4 times, Heller said. So according to this eyewitness report, they were yelling things at her. There were reports that they were yelling conflicting things. Some people were saying, get out of here. Some people were saying, go. Some were saying, get out of your car. Heller said it appeared the woman then accelerated and traveled about 100 feet before striking a utility pole and some other vehicles. She could be seen slumped over inside her car, obviously deceased at this point. This follows a string of undertrained ICE agents going into usually majority Latino communities in order to stir shit up, scare people, rile shit up, and then when protests start, the Trump admin uses that as a pretext to use more and more force. We have seen so many stories. What about this one? A 79-year-old U.S. citizen is now seeking $50 million after ICE agents allegedly body slammed him during a raid, causing broken ribs and a brain injury. This disproportionate use of force from undertrained ICE agents has been seen time and time again, and it culminated into this deadly Minneapolis story that I want to show you video footage of. I want to say that somebody does die in this video as a trigger warning. YouTube will likely de-boost and de-promote this video, so make sure you drop a like below. But let me just tell you, no matter how many times I watch this video, no matter how much I slow it down or how much I zoom in, I just... The administration's reporting of the events that took place is so incongruent with the reality on the ground that it is offensive. It is offensive that Kristi Noem came out and called this victim a domestic terrorist right after this happened, literally minutes after this happened. Let me show you this video, and then I'll play it a little bit slower and show you the other angles.
No! No! Shame! Shame! Oh my fucking God! What the fuck? What the fuck?
All right, her car then drives off, obviously as her foot is still on the gas. But let me just go back and show you this in slow motion because there is no reality in which this ICE officer's life was in danger. The ICE officer in this frame right here is essentially reaching almost through the window, but reaching from behind her. Like, from this angle right here, he is basically shooting her from behind. There's other angles I want to show you as well, but I think it's really important to show you how the Trump administration is spinning this after I showed you that first video. Trisha McLaughlin said, who's a spokesperson for the DHS, she said, "Today, ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters began blocking ICE officers, and one of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle. Already, the road was not being blocked entirely. There was one car in the middle of the road, and there were cars passing it. They weren't just blocking ICE officers." They then say, "One of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them. An act of domestic terrorism. The immediate spin of this victim to a domestic terrorist is disgusting. I don't think the domestic terrorist in this video is the person inside the car. I'm just going to say that." To continue, she says, "An ICE officer, fearing for his life, the lives of his fellow law enforcement, and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots." They are immediately trying to turn this into a self-defense argument. I will firmly state that was a disproportionate use of force based on all of the videos and the eyewitness reports that we've seen. Quote, "An ICE officer fearing for his life fired defensive shots. He used his training and saved his own life and that of his fellow officers." I'm sorry, were his fellow officers really in that much danger? Everybody is entirely behind the car. With this freeze frame right here, it really looks like the officer is essentially executing this woman from behind. This was a protester who was already scared of ICE. It looks like they have a bunch of stickers on the back of their car, so they're probably just somebody who's politically inclined, already scared of ICE. Then a bunch of ICE agents come up to the vehicle, surround them, yell conflicting reports, and as they try to drive away, they are shot and killed essentially from behind, as you can see on this frame right here. I think it's really important to show you what Mayor Jacob Frey said right after. He brought the exact type of energy that was needed. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey told them to get the F out of our city. Let's watch these clips.
"They are not here to cause safety in this city. What they are doing is not to provide safety in America. What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people. So, they are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bullshit. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed."
Aren't they supposed to be targeting criminals? Isn't ICE supposed to be targeting the worst of the worst, yet U.S. citizens are somehow being killed? Yet every other day there's a story of a new U.S. citizen having their rib cracked or having their car crashed into. What happened to the administration targeting quote-unquote criminals? Let's continue to hear what Mayor Jacob Frey had to say.
"We've dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis. Not only is this a concern that we've had internally, we've been talking about it. They are not here to cause safety in this city. What they are doing is not to provide safety in America. What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people."
Quite literally. I'm glad the mayor is meeting the moment. This is the viral clip.
"There's little I can say, again, that'll make this situation better, but I do have a message for our community, for our city, and I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis."
There's no other way to say it. He said it very strongly, very plainly. Now I want to show you how Kristi Noem got on TV and spun this only moments after it happened.
"Questions there. You asked about a shooting that we just had in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened, it was our..."
Wait, on which side? Who committed the terrorism? Because this woman was seemingly just driving away and she was shot from behind. ICE officers who are undertrained are using disproportionate force and killing U.S. citizens, and you're going to call the U.S. citizen a terrorist?
"ICE officers were out in enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them."
That is not what the video shows at all.
"And those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day.
This is incredibly infuriating. Based on the video that she's describing, she must have watched a completely different video, because you'd think there's like a group of ICE agents who are being driven towards in a violent way. No, no, no. It's a woman who is trying to get away, who is very simply getting conflicting commands, likely is scared of ICE due to the political predisposition of her, of the way that she's protesting. Then as she's driving away, she gets shot quite literally from behind. I'm going to continue returning to this freeze frame, because this is an officer reaching up, pointing a gun basically at a window or through a window and killing somebody from behind. The way that Kristi Noem has responded is so disgusting that even Fox News couldn't spin it. I'm not even joking. Listen to the way that a Fox News host is like, listen, this is not how I saw the video.
He then said, get the F out of this city to those ICE agents. John.
Yeah, I've seen the video several times as well. I've kind of gone through it frame by frame. I don't want to describe it because you can't see the entire scene play out. There's an area in front of the vehicle that is obscured by the vehicle itself, so we don't know 100% what happened during that incident. But what I saw of it does counteract the narrative that they were trying to push their car out of the snow.
Yeah, counteracts the entire effing narrative, not just pushing the car out of the snow part. That's clearly not true. There was nowhere in this video where a car is being pushed out of the snow, but also the idea that she was directly trying to drive at multiple officers in order to intentionally kill them. What?
The ICE agents who were involved here, because that vehicle was clearly in the middle of the street as it was approached by a couple of federal agents.
Yes.
Before it sped off. So
yes.
Again, we'll wait until we get clearance to look at this video and have eyes that are more expert than mine take a look at it. But clearly there are very, very conflicting opinions of what happened.
Even Fox News is calling this bullshit. Even they're approaching this with more caution than I've ever seen them approach any story before, because they know they can't just lie to people in the same way that Kristi Noem did. They are not going to get away with this lie, and we're going to continue to call out their bullshit every single day. As Christine points out, Christine Pelosi tweeted, quote, tragically, ICE agents shot a U.S. citizen within seconds of yelling at her to move. Secretary Noem, look at the photos for the truth. The driver moved the car backwards when directed by DHS personnel. Then was told to move, tried to drive away. Within seconds, she was shot dead. This administration will not be able to lie about this incident. They will not be able to cover this up in the same way that they've tried to cover up the Epstein files and Trump's health and the economic numbers and every other issue under the sun. We have clear video of this, and we are going to continue to show the American people that ICE is reckless, undertrained, and using disproportionate force. Thank you all, and peace out.